I share my courage with others. Holy ho ho ho! This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. I share my courage with others. What does it mean when we say, I share my courage with others? Well, it means that we don't keep a secret. That when we stand up for something, we just say, nope, that's where I stand up for. That's my courage. Well, that's not so cool. That's not so important. Well, is it? Is it important to stand up for what you believe? Now, we have a lot of little things that go on here at the monastery, as well as little things go on in everyone's home. And standing up for these little things is a challenge sometimes. It's a real chore. Because when you stand up for these little things, then you have all sorts of interesting propositions, all sorts of interesting problems, and so you stand up for these little things. Now, how do you stand up for the little things that are important in life? Well, you stand up for them by just acting as though they are so. Now, we have the dogs, and the dogs are not always acting perfectly. Sometimes they get excited about things that we don't want them to be excited about. And our first statement to them is to be quiet. Don't do that. Do this. Do that. Do the other thing. And we have not stood up for our courage. What is courage? Courage is when you are a master of yourself. You're a master of your circumstance. So, what should we do whenever one of our pets acts in a way that is not, harmonious, is not what we want him to do? The first thing we do, and remember this now, the first thing we do is we take control. Now, to take control takes courage, because you got to have your mind on straight. You got to have your head on straight. And if you don't take control, you cannot conduct anything. And you have a problem, first thing you do is take control of yourself. And then you look at the problem and say, oh yes, okay, that's not a big deal at all. Well, this morning, Rex was acting like a young pup, dancing around when Button and Love came in the house and saying, oh, I'm so glad to see you. I'm so glad to see you. I haven't seen you since yesterday. You know, are you still okay? Are you still full of friskies like you should be, you know? And the other puppies were saying, boy, wait, look at the leash off. Wait till we get out of it. And so Rex was dancing around. And we said, don't. We said, stop. We said all those things which lacked control. We were not the boss. And the minute we did the thing that was control, we had response. We said, Rex, sit. And Rex sat. And he sat right down, and we could go on with what we wanted to do, and we had control. But it takes courage to do that. You see, the courage is to think that you're worth having the control over another. You're worth saying to Rex, for instance, for him to sit down. And what does Rex say? Oh, somebody's paying attention to me. Somebody loves me. Somebody's thinking that I'm worthwhile talking to. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Isn't that what you say, Rex? Yeah, he wags his tail and lays on his back and rubs himself. He says, this is a great family. They pay a lot of attention to me. Now, it takes courage to take responsibility. It takes courage to know responsibility. Now, courage is not stupid. Courage is taking control of yourself first. Now, when you see a problem, your first thing is, you don't like it, it's irritating to you, what can you do to stop it? And that shouldn't be your first response. Your first response should be, all is in divine order. Right, Ellen?
Yes.
All is in divine order. And when you say all is in divine order, then you get balanced. Now, without that kind of a courage, without that kind of a response, we're nothing. We have no control at all. A teacher walks into a classroom full of kids that are just having a ball, and she's, oh, can I ever leave you alone? You know, she's not in control. She has just given away her control again. She gave it away when she left the room. Now she gives it away when she comes back in the room. But if the teacher is an orderly teacher, and she leaves the room, and the kids don't get out of line when she leaves the room, because they know the rules, and when she comes back in the room, maybe one or two of them might have been, you know, googling around like they shouldn't have, and they instantly sit back in their seat and sit straight, and not because they're threatened by the teacher, but the teacher has the courage to take responsibility. She says to the class, sit. And they sit. I shouldn't tell these little angels to sit. They should sit on their own. They should know what is right to do. Yes, they should know what's right to do. But you're the teacher, and you're teaching them it is right to follow the directions of adults. It is right to follow the directions of adults and listen to adults and do what adults tell you to do. And if you don't want to listen to what adults tell you what to do, you shouldn't be in that area where those adults are telling you those things. Now, for instance, your father is a person who likes guns. And so he goes down to the archery. He goes down to the gunnery range once a week, and he practices shooting. And he's a sharpshooter, and he's real good and stuff. And he says, Junior, come on along, you know. And you say, Dad, I really don't care about guns. But, Dad, I like to be with you. And so he goes along with Dad. And he says, Dad, how is this building built? It looks like a nice building, you know. And how many coats of paint did they put in here? That's pretty nice. And, Dad, that floor really stands up under the shells falling on it and all this trampling. That's really nicely done. We could have that in our basement, couldn't we, you know. Always looking for something that is harmonious. Now, does the boy hear the gunshots going off? No, that's not of interest to him. Does he hear them saying, oh, I got a bullseye? No, doesn't interest him. Does he hear any of these things relative to the archery, relative to the gunnery range? No. He only hears, I was an archer, but he only hears those things relative to his interests. Now, if his father were to explain the technicalities of shooting and the technicalities of being on the range and so forth, he did teach the safety of being on, don't walk in front of the guns. Stay behind this board here, you know. And so, what courage am I talking about now? I'm talking about the courage of the boy. The courage of the boy to see only what he wants to see. And if he's not interested in guns, he just doesn't see the guns. And that takes a lot of courage. That takes a lot of courage. And have you got that kind of courage that when people come up to you and say, oh, hey, I want to tell you a joke. And you don't ask, is this a clean joke or a dirty joke? You do not encourage anyone ever to come up and tell you a joke that's not harmonious with who you are. Not that any joke is right or wrong, but you choose. Now, I say, Sylvia? Oh, Sylvia, look what I found when I was shopping. And Sylvia looks at it, she says, my, who is that for? And I, oh, I got it for you. Sylvia says, for now or for later? And well, what do you mean? Well, right now, I wouldn't fit in that swimming suit. Later, after I diet for a couple of years, maybe I'll fit in it. But right now, that swimming suit just wouldn't fit me. But Sylvia, it looks so beautiful. You know, in the store, it looks so beautiful. I was sure that you'd love it. But Sylvia said, I do love it, but it's just not my style. It's not my
size.
That's the right word. It's not my size. But it takes courage to say that. And she doesn't say, can I take it back and get a, you know, my size? And no, she just says, that's not my size, and I want nothing to do with that. I wear things that are my size. Now, when we say to Ingeborg, did you water the plants at the Hermitage? Ingeborg says, yes. Well, no. Do you have the courage to stand up and say no? Do you have the courage to stand up and say, I watered some of them, but not all of them. Did you water everything at the Hermitage? No. You watered some, right?
Flowers.
Yeah, you watered some. And so you say, I watered the flowers, if you wish. And I didn't water all the trees and all the bushes and all the other things, because that would take a lot of time. But I watered the flowers. Now, it takes courage to stand up and say, I watered the flowers. Not, no. Just say what you did do. And that's really nice, isn't it? I watered the flowers. Well, thank you very much. You're going to have time, any time, to water all the rest of the plants every day? Well, if I stop working in the mailroom, if I have time to do it. But you just have the courage to say, no, that's not on my agenda. Now, we could plan it on my agenda, if you like, and that would be fine, but we haven't put that on my agenda. And you see, the courage to stand up for who you are at all times, stand up for your size swimming suit, you know, and to stand up to say to the dogs when they're acting up, what do you say, Ellen?
Sit.
Oh, you notice how she gently said that? Not with anger or not with determination, but sit. And you see, then the dogs just sit. They don't think that they're being chastised or anything like that. They just told to sit, so they sit. And then Ellen says, what good dogs. And the dogs respond. Now, it takes courage to know what to do under any circumstance and to follow through. Now, when you come into your home, if the children are acting up, all you do is say, hey guys, hey gals, come on, let's go in the living room. They all come to the living room. And you say, now let's sit down a minute. So they all sit down. Now, that's not the way to sit down. You don't sit down half over a chair. You know, come on, sit down properly. Okay. Now, this is our house. We want to respect it. It takes courage to say that, because the kids might get angry at you and get mad at you, which is why you haven't said it before. And so you just say, okay, now this is our house. Let's respect it. And let's realize that this is not a racetrack in here, and we don't go zipping around on our bikes in the house and things like that. And, of course, that should have been said a long time ago, but it's better to say it now than never. And so it takes courage to do it, though. It takes courage to do it. And then Dad comes in, and he says, hey, let me see that bike. And he rides around the house, and the boy says, Dad, Mother just told us that we shouldn't ride our bike around the house. Hey, this is my house. I can do what I want. Yeah, that's true. And, Dad, whose directions do you want me to follow, yours or Mom's? You want me to follow your directions of doing whatever I want to do around the house, regardless of whether it's harmonious with the rest of the family, or should I do the things that please me and, you know, make me happy alone? Well, son, you know, you put me on the spot. No, Dad, I didn't put you on the spot. I just had the courage to stand up and say, what should I do? What should I do? Shall I be a person who follows my mother's best wishes, my dad's best wishes, and when each one is a little different, what do I do? Oh, what courage that would take, you know. Not to be discourteous. And then, if the father is any kind of father at all, he'll say, son, sit here a minute, please. And he'll go in the kitchen and he'll talk to Mama. And he'll say, now, you know I like to fool around in the house. You know I like to ride the bike in the house and do these things. Now, why are you telling the kids not to do that? Well, because it's too hard to keep up the house in any order when all this stuff's going on. Well, then they have a discussion, they come to a decision, and then they tell it to the children. They call a family meeting. That takes courage. And in the family meeting, Dad says, well, kids, it looks like it's time for us to grow up. And I'm going to grow up right with you. And I think that your mother's right. We should start showing more respect for our house, and our house will last at least through your teen years. So let's do this, that, and the other thing. Now, that takes courage. Uh-huh. That takes courage. And many papas and many mothers don't have that. But when you have that kind of courage, then everyone can follow you, and everyone can respect you, and everyone can love you. Now, do you think it took courage for Rex to sit down when he was playing so joyfully, having bouncing up and down, chasing the dog, grabbing his tail, just having so fun? And do you think it took courage for him to follow? He surely did. He realized that, hey, that is a command that has no variation to it. You, when the command to sit is there, you sit. And you see, this is the wonderful thing about courage. When you have the courage to stand up for principle, when you have the courage to stand up for the rules, when you have courage to stand up for who you are, who do you think I am? You know, not that kind of courage, but the courage to say, well, thank you, but not my size, you know, thank you. I haven't time to water all the plants in the Hermitage right now. You know? So these are important things for us to consider. And as we consider them and share that courage with others, we feel very good about ourselves. Whether others follow us or not doesn't make any difference at all. The only difference is, do we stand up for principle at all times? So, my friends, that's what the Absolute Philosopher has to say today. Take it and run with it. Have a lot of fun with it. Because this is the day. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
This is the day.